Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Tomorrow night, Bravo, the network known for guilty pleasure reality shows, will debut its first ever scripted show, Girlfriend's Guide to Divorce. NPR TV critic Eric Deggans has been watching. He joins us now. Eric, tell us about it.
Well, this show is like a weird combo of Real Housewives, Desperate Housewives, and Sex in the City. And it basically follows these three wealthy women in L.A. in various stages of divorce, centered on one character played by Lisa Edelstein, who you might remember from House. She's a self-help author whose marriage is disintegrating. And Edelstein is getting a long overdue shot at starring in a series. You know, people may feel like it covers some ground that they've seen before, but it's interesting to see Bravo going into this kind of territory. It's an interesting effort for them.
Well, let's listen to a clip from the show. This is a moment when Lisa Edelstein's character, Abby McCarthy, is getting lunch with her girlfriends, Phoebe, who's played by Bo Garrett, and Lila, played by Janine Garofalo. And they're delivering some bad news about Abby's husband, who she's separated from.
Abby, Ralph saw him at the chateau with the CW actress. They were getting a room.
A CW actress? She play a parent?
We are just telling you this because we think it's time for you to
What's her name?
We don't
Phoebe.
Know and we don't care.
Phoebe,
I don't
tell
know.
Me.
Don't
if you're know. Lying to me, you...
Becca Riley.
Eric, what might have led Bravo to make this switch to scripted TV, at least for this show?
Well, I think in Bravo's case, it's about diversifying their content. If you think about the shows that they have on their air, a lot of them are aging, unscripted shows. The Real Housewives franchise, of course, they're famous for. And they need to shake things up a little bit. Ad Age magazine recently looked at the price for advertising for a 30-second ad and found AMC's The Walking Dead gets the most money for a scripted show at $400,000 per 30-second spot.
Wow.
That's higher than most programs outside of sports. And it shows a popular scripted show on cable can make a lot of money.
But wait, wasn't the whole point of this unscripted TV, at least in part, to save money because it costs a lot less to produce these shows?
Sure. And you know, some cable channels, especially newer cable channels, still use unscripted shows as a way to kind of enter into the original programming market. But I think there's also this split happening on cable television where you see the higher end cable channels specializing in scripted programming. So AMC, for example, famously said they were going to stop doing unscripted shows. And then when you look at some of these shows, you look at Duck Dynasty or Honey Boo Boo and the way some of their casts have had personal problems outside the show that affected the show, maybe it makes sense to consider something different, even for these channels that are known for unscripted fare.
Well, and there would be a lot of people who would say a lot of these unscripted shows are starting to sound all the same, that you watch one of them and you can't really tell whether you're watching one or the other.
Yeah, that's something I call genre fatigue. You know, when you have too many new unscripted shows that are basically iterations of shows that you've seen before, so you have something like the Real Housewives franchise, and not only does Bravo do like four or five different versions of that show, there's all these other competitors that do their own versions of that show. And I think after a while, people just get tired of the concept and they want something fresh and new.
So is this the beginning of the end of reality TV? Are networks going to start to do this as well, go towards more scripted programming?
Well, network TV has had a tough time with unscripted programming for a long time. Fox's Utopia was this highly heralded new unscripted show that just absolutely flopped. And even hit reality shows like NBC's The Voice are showing their age. So I think we're in a cycle in TV now. And all these high-profile scripted dramas like Fargo and True Detective are the ones that people are looking at. But at some point, if somebody comes up with a really great unscripted premise, I think that genre could be right back on top.
Eric Deggans, NPR's TV critic. Thanks so much, as always.
Thanks for having me.